This is another episode of the Blossom Podcast, your number one source for everything bariatric surgery, from pre-op to post-op. Registered dietitian Alex Conception gives you real, raw tips and motivation through your journey. This is the Blossom Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Blossom Podcast. I have a public service announcement for you today. This morning I was just catching up on my news. What is new and interesting in the world today? And I see an update on the deaths related to diabetes. It reads, in the U.S., diabetes deaths tops 100,000 for the second straight year in a row. What the F, man? That is staggering. It's so staggering that I've never used the word staggering before. According to the CDC, diabetes claimed roughly 87,000 lives in 2019. And in the last two following years, we've reached record highs, surging over 100,000 consecutively. That's nuts. Okay, so the data states that these numbers exclude deaths attributed to COVID-19. Okay, so that's just something to consider. So what is the disconnect? A quick CDC or ADA search on medical news will show a clear consensus that chronic illness is increasing. Cost of medications are increasing, yet the prognosis is getting worse. All right. And when I say worse, I'm talking about the record high deaths related to diabetes. So again, what is the disconnect? What I see is happening is that there is a very high and increasing rate of understating the basic pathophysiological cascade leading to the development of type 2 diabetes, but it's also paralleled by the advances in medical treatment and medications. Make sense? But before I move forward, I do want to draw a line between type 1 and type 2 diabetes. The main difference between type 1 and 2 diabetes is with type 1 is insulin dependent and is it's an autoimmune condition. So basically your body attacks your pancreas with antibodies. But what is worth noting is that when I was in college, type 1 diabetes was also called juvenile onset diabetes because, one would develop this condition as a child, whereas type 2 was identified as adult onset diabetes, but not anymore. Okay, type 2 diabetes is it's largely attributed to lifestyle and eating habits, which used to take the time to become an adult to develop. Unfortunately, today we are seeing a ton of children and teens with type 2 diabetes. And here's another thing, 90% of individuals with type 2 diabetes are overweight. So that should say a lot. All right, with type 2 diabetes, very briefly, what's going on here is that we eat carbohydrates, okay, broken down to glucose, and it's used in the body for energy. So with presence of glucose, insulin, which is created by the pancreas, is released. Think of insulin as a key that unlocks the cells to let glucose into the cell. So that's basically hopefully a picture that you can create in your head. Basically, with type 2 diabetes, the pancreas will make insulin, but maybe not enough, or there's a problem with the delivery system. In turn, blood gets saturated with glucose and it doesn't enter the cell, and that can have some serious consequences. Okay, so what's happening? What's contributing to this spike of uncontrolled diabetes, and what are the treatments? Basically, this is the disconnect. There is no cure. There's management. And unfortunately, the medication route entices so many. Maybe it's not that it entices. Maybe we think that that's the only option. Diet and lifestyle will put you in remission. That's it. Okay, diet and lifestyle. Diet and a healthy lifestyle. Furthermore, healthy diet and healthy lifestyle will put you in remission. We're willing to try everything except diet and exercise. That is the problem in society right now. That is the problem with prescription medications and the interventions related to drugs, right? With bariatric surgery, there are so many studies to support managing diabetes. We're talking 80 to 90% remission 2 years after surgery. Remission being defined as management without medication. To be clear, this is not a call to action for bariatric surgery. This is a call to action for awareness. Know that diabetes is not a death sentence. You may be predisposed to diabetes, but it is 100% preventable and manageable. Again, we're talking about type 2 diabetes, okay? I can't tell you how many times I've had a patient learn from me during our nutrition consult pre-op that they are diabetic after drawing labs. That is wild, okay? They had no idea. That means if they didn't go through this procedure, it would go unnoticed, you know, for I don't know how long. Fortunately, the surgery would be the intervention, and as long as the rules are followed, there would be no need for additional medication intervention, which is fantastic. And these particular patients, individuals, the surgery itself, this tool just became a lot more valuable because they wouldn't have to deal with those complications down the line because they didn't know. You know, not only that, I can't tell you how many times I've had patients in tears from seeing their labs look so good, literally just 2 weeks after the pre-op diet. You know, I would get testimonies of literal shock talking about battling for years with medication and nothing works, you know, but look, it's only been 2 weeks. This is a testament to how good the body responds to good. Okay, but more so, it is a testament to how bad you were eating. Now, we do have patients off meds in 2 weeks that have been on medication for years. Now that's wild too. Again, a testament to how good the body responds to good, healthy diet, healthy lifestyle. That is the intervention. What we actually need is to get calorically controlled, eat some nutrient-dense foods, and exercise. That's it. Okay, now the surgical weight loss basically forces compliance. And that's it. So if you can't get compliant with food and activity, then surgery might be the best option. Again, this is not a call to action for bariatric surgery. I did want to just go on this rant, I guess, because I saw that news of 2 consecutive years of 100,000 deaths related to diabetes, which is record highs. So that is my 2 cents. You guys, be aware, get that health under control because you want to live a long time and you want to be happy, healthy, and not at risk for chronic illness related to weight. You hear me? All right, guys, I will see you in the next. Have a great week. Peace.
This was another episode of the Blossom Podcast. For more motivation and future episodes with Alex, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any life-changing moments.